But right now, again, we keep you abreast of what's going on nationally as well as locally. I'm real happy to bring on a gentleman that's been in the public space for a long, long time, serving the Marsville community and beyond. He is an IT guy, but he has a lot of passion about serving his communities and communities abroad. So let's work for the first time, Marsville Council Member Stephen Rayle. Stephen, what's going on, man?
Hey,
how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me? Thanks for all that you do. I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we definitely can hear you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
No problem. It's my honor.
Hey, Steve, we really want to get you on and talk about, there's a lot of things that's germane to you and your community, particularly in Marsville. So kind of get us updated on how this whole pandemic is affecting your community going forward.
Well, first of all, we want to thank the governor and all the leaders of our state, healthcare workers who are doing their best to keep us safe here in North Carolina and around the country. And what we've done in Morrisville is we've executed our own local state of emergency, which is what a lot of local towns are doing in cities. And really what that means is enables towns to move quickly to respond to emergencies. If we have to close roads and respond quickly. The main thing for us is that we've closed all town offices to the public, and we've closed all our playgrounds in the parks and our restrooms. But we've kept the greenways and parks open, and we're just asking people to social distance. We've canceled all of our council meetings, canceled all of our recruitment of our town committees. And, you know, really, that's really what we're doing at the local level. And then complying with what I just heard you say earlier, the closing of the barbershops, the salons, the restaurants, the business community. And, you know, that's really complying with both the governor's executive order, you know, people ready for schools closing until May 15th. There's just so much going on, and the business community is taking a huge hit. I mean, that's 55% of our revenue, and more so, is from the commercials. So if you guys ever want to get a good movie when this is all over, come out to Park West, come out to listen to all the ethnic cuisine. 30% of our population is Asian Indian. We've got Indian, we've got Vietnamese, Chinese food, ethnic cuisine. And so my concern right now is businesses are just really a lot of anxiety in terms of, what am I going to do now? And how is this going to hit our town from a growth perspective? Hope that answers your question.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're talking to Marsville Council Member Stephen Rayle, who kind of gives a snapshot on the Marsville community. And really, Steve, what you said is really reflective of all communities right now, with businesses and things. And everybody's hurting. And we're doing what we can, particularly here, kind of broadcasting, trying to make sure we help encourage people to utilize the restaurants that are out there, particularly ones to have carry out and delivery, because those things are very, very important. Steve, you come from another perspective. Let's talk about something you mentioned to me the other day about immigration. How is this whole thing affecting immigration, particularly in this country, as it relates to the coronavirus?
Well, let's talk. That's a great question. And I'm on the board of the New American Economy. And I'm going to come back on your show. You and I are going to work on talking about, you know, immigration reform in general. But the New American Economy is an organization chaired by a former New York City mayor and Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg. And it's all focused on the economic benefits of immigration. So there's about 707,000 immigrants, foreign-born immigrants in North Carolina, about 7% of our population. But to answer your question, in healthcare, you know, you have over 300,000 Asian Americans or Indian Americans are waiting for their green card. If they apply for citizenship today, it would take them 150 years, because they only provide 85,000 of those. And many of these immigrants are in the tech industry, the technology industry, research and universities. But a lot of them are healthcare workers, physicians, and they're very concerned about, well, if I don't have my paperwork done and I have to leave the country, how am I going to be a doctor and help provide health care to those, especially in line with the COVID crisis? So that's the most immediate impact of the immigration reform. You know, concerns when the president of the United States says this is a Chinese virus, then also you have Chinese Americans that are concerned about, are you targeting me? Are you profiling me? So I think we need to get the focus back on building bridges with each other. But to answer your question, that's the deal. But it's going to have a profound impact on North Carolina. I mean, in terms of just, you know, we often forget, 44% of the Fortune 500 were founded by immigrants. Google, Yahoo, Best Buy, Nordstrom's. 32% of our STEM graduates are foreign-born. 61% of our PhDs. We have 35,000 dreamers in North Carolina contributing $484 million. And if we accelerated the path to citizenship, this was data from 4 years ago, we would add $744 million to our North Carolina GDP. So that's going to have a profound impact on, you know, because we have a skill shortage today. Where are we going to find people to fill the jobs that we need today, but also the jobs of the new economy? And, you know, just so many new jobs being created, right?
Wow.
A lot of data. So, that, you know, they compile economic data, but the most immediate need is healthcare, doctors, physicians that are responding. I hope that answers your question, Earl.
It did. I don't know if K-Bag want to jump in right now, but that's interesting.
Yes. So, Steve, I mean, just listening to you, you know, talk about that. So one of the questions, one of the things that's kind of lingering out,
what are
some of the people feel like be some from the municipality's perspective, what are some of the long-term impacts do you think this will have?
Well, I think one long-term impact that we don't talk about a lot is it's going to have impact on politics, right? I mean, just in terms of voting and elections and campaigning, and I'm in that business, are you going to be able to knock on doors and canvass anymore? This whole notion of social distancing and the psychological impact it's going to have on our kids. I can tell you, I mean, Errol knows this, I'm an extrovert, I'm a people's guy. It's very, very hard for me to be away from people like this. I draw my energy from seeing people, right?
Yeah.
I'm a hugger. Right. I'm a hugger. I've hugged my kids every day since they were born. I've hugged my mom. My mom lives here. There hasn't been a day where I haven't hugged my mom. I can't hug my mother right now. And it's having an impact. So there's a psychological impact. And from an economic perspective, we're Americans. We can recover from anything. So I'm an optimist. But I think from a growth perspective, you know, we've been feeding off the growth in Wake County here for a number of years. Well, what's going to happen when revenues freeze up for a while? Are we going to rebound? There's going to be this economic impact. And that's going to be an interesting thing is how it affects our budgets in Raleigh and Charlotte, in the bigger cities, but also the smaller towns as well.
Wow. Unbelievable. Right? Last question, Steve. We'll let you get out of here. How do you see technology playing a role in this pandemic currently and going forward?
Well, I think the main thing is data. You know, I mean, data is the fuel of the new economy, right? You know, data, how we analyze data, smart cities, sensors, technology, and NC Riot, you know, the Internet of Things. John Chambers has said that millions of devices are already connected to the Internet. And the main thing is the technology industry. I want to thank Tom Snyder at NC Riot, who's organized some podcasts where he's bringing together technology leaders to share ideas of how they can better share data. Because part of the problem is, I know you guys feel this in the media as well, we're getting information from so many different sources. How can we quickly respond to crisis? So your one call out is NC Riot has said if you're an entrepreneur with an idea, they're going to waive the accelerator fee and allow you to come in and participate in the program so we can bring those ideas to market, right?
Oh, that's great.
So I think just collaboration. And I think many new jobs are being created in the new economy with AI, machine learning, analytics, data, and we got to make sure in the future that our community colleges are prepared to train kids for jobs in the future, and how we're going to actually create more and more of these jobs that are going to solve problems. And that's a conversation for another time, but I think it's so critical that we can move quickly so that we can respond to these crises. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Steve, that's great. I really want to get you on. We talked about so many things in this 10 minutes or so, but this is good stuff, man. Again, he's a city councilman from Marsville. He's involved so much. Also, K-Man, he's a big-time tennis player, too, by the way. You know,
I've been hitting every day for 90 minutes and with my son and my friends and getting that exercise, although this time I got to play tennis 7 feet apart from somebody, which is like, you know, can't go up to the next and make the shake hands. And, you know, I mean, thank you so much for letting me on. And I know Errol and I are going to work on maybe doing some other topics because there's a lot of things we're going to be talking about this year, about the shift in the economy, disruption, new jobs in the future, and how we can do that. But I want to thank you all. You guys have run a great show. And I want to ask you all at the station to please be safe and all of your families. And we're Americans. We're going to get through this because we're stronger together.
Right. So, good point, Steve. Right. Hey, Steve, appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks so much.
Couldn't have said it better.
I know.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Take care.
Peace out. Thanks.
Yep. Peace out.
Did he say peace out?
Yeah, he did.
Did he say peace out? Uh-oh. Did he drop the peace out, K-Mac?